is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. It's been over a week since Hurricane Helene, and crews are still trying to get into hard-hit areas, searching for missing people. The death toll is up to at least 225, and it keeps rising. Over 500,000 homes and businesses still don't have power or drinkable water. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez is in a small town in the mountains of North Carolina.
Downtown Marshall, North Carolina was swallowed by catastrophic flooding. Now what remains is covered in a thick coat of mud and debris that's considered hazardous.
And there's another challenge in the aftermath of Helene.
North Carolina health workers are distributing Benadryl and epinephrine injections to communities after hurricane flooding causes bees and yellow jackets to swarm from their underground nests. Hospitals, emergency responders, and doctors have been requesting allergy medications as more people run into the insects in Helene's wake. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Israel launched intense strikes on Beirut, targeting Hezbollah's presumed new leader. The BBC's Nick Beek is in northern Israel.
This has not been confirmed by the IDF, but Israeli newspapers suggest that Hashim Safadine was killed not last night, but the night before, and this was in Beirut, and that would be significant if Israel killed a man who was presumed to be the next leader of Hezbollah.
And Nina Sinjab in Beirut tells us the strike yesterday cut off a key crossing with Syria that tens of thousands were using to try to get out safely.
Some 300,000 people have fled in the past week. That includes both Lebanese and Syrians who've already fled from the war in Syria into Lebanon. Now they're making the journey back into Syria.
Well, you may want to pour a bowl of cereal this morning instead of those bacon and eggs you were about to make for breakfast.
Sticker shock at the supermarket checkout as egg prices are now up to $4 or more a dozen in some states. It's all the result of a July outbreak of bird flu. Patrick Westhoff watches the poultry industry at the University of Missouri.
This is a situation where less supply means higher prices.
So what's the outlook for egg prices?
So it all comes down to what the future of the disease is. If we manage to get the bird flu under control and don't have as many cases, we could be looking at a significant drop in prices in 2025.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Congress may be getting younger. A new Future Caucus report found more millennials and Gen Zers are running for office. Among the more than 1,200 congressional candidates on November's ballot, 220 of them are millennials. There are also 21 Gen Z candidates hoping to get your vote. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Badgers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin football team is looking to find its winning ways once again as they battle Purdue today. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell said the quarterback spot will be key.
We can all pinpoint, he'll be the first one probably to tell you the first series he went in there against Alabama was not, you know, what he wanted. But I'd be honest with you, he's continuing to grow. He's going to continue to grow. He's going to give us the opportunity, to be able to move the ball around. He's going to give us the opportunity to play at the pace we want to play at. He's going to give us the opportunity to get in the things we want to get into.
Today's game kicks off at 11 a.m. You can listen to it on WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK on the Civic Media Network. Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they take on the L.A. Rams tomorrow. Kickoff is after 3 p.m. The Milwaukee Bucks wrapped up training camp yesterday. They'll take on the Detroit Pistons to open up the preseason tomorrow with a tip time of 7 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and windy today, a high near 72. South winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35 at times. For tonight, few showers, low of 57. Sunny and breezy for Sunday, highs around 68. On Monday, sunshine with a high near 66.
Right now, it's 62.
News, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Rescue Me, Fontella Bass. Good morning. It's 63 degrees and 6:09 at Radio Park. Rick Johnson here with you. Glad to spend this Saturday. Looks like it's shaping up to be a nice day today, too. Talking about the upper 70s, so we'll have to check that out. Here's Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
California dreaming, California dreaming, outside your winter's day.
local news, and now, of course, Timeless Hits. Here at WRJN with Rick Johnson, it's 6:18 and 63 degrees here at Radio Park. Good Saturday morning. Grab another cup of coffee if you just got up, you know, wipe the sleep out of your eyes. You're ready for a great day. You know, a lot of people have been affected by Hurricane Helene. I mean, they've lost everything. They don't even have a house to go back to. And, of course, FEMA has come out and said, hey, you know, we don't have the money. We can't do like we did in the past. We just don't have it anymore. Well, you know what? If you'd like to help out, you certainly can. Civic Media has put up a landing page for people to make donations toward hurricane relief for people who have been slammed by this devastating storm. Now, what you do is do this. Go to civicmedia.us/help. There are links directly to the Red Cross and Samaritan's Purse. Okay, so if you'd like to give in your own special way, you can do that. civicmedia.us/help. Okay, and check out the links for Red Cross and Samaritan's Purse. If you've got it, you got a little extra cash you can help out, they could definitely use it. Because a lot of people are just down and out, and they don't have any way to replace anything that was destroyed during the storm. civicmedia.us/help if you can give them a hand.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around, and now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Do you love me? I can really move. Do you love me? I'm in the groove. Do you love me? Do you love me? Now that I can dance.
Watch me now.
Well, you're driving me crazy.
Work, work,
just a little bit
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
Colorado Boulevard.
forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and windy today, a high near 72. South winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35 at times. For tonight, few showers, low of 57. Sunny and breezy for Sunday, highs around 68. On Monday, sunshine with a high near 66.
Right now, it's 62.
Oh, Down. And mess me around, and then worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby,
because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
as sweet as the punch.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Why, oh why, did she have
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Here, Hometown Radio Refreshed, WRJN.
I don't wanna find, I'm a little bit alone.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.